How did your mother generally cook your eggs in the morning?
You fry or poached or steamed or baked. Now
what was steamed?
Steamed eggs were put in a little skillet and steam come over. Well, they steamed them.
Did she ever drop them in boiling water, shell it all?
Boiled eggs. Or poached eggs.
Now, when she boiled eggs, if she boiled them for, say 8 minutes, what
3 minutes. 3 minute eggs. Boiled eggs is hard boiled eggs. Mm-hmm. 3 minute eggs, soft boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm. What were the parts of those eggs inside the shell?
The yolk and the whites, all of them.
Now, what color was the yolk?
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. When you butchered, was it generally calves and cows?
Yearlings.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special day for this?
In the fall.
Did you say it was a special day, or?
No, just when the first cold spell. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever take beef and cut it in thin strips and hang it out?
Dried beef?
Uh-huh.
Jerky?
Uh-huh. What did you call that? Is it
jerky?
Uh-huh. I only had that once, that is homemade jerky.
I don't like it.
I didn't like this. It was an old range cow that was in the forest preserve. The grazing laws were such they couldn't graze it. It was a loading. This one was shot. I think she'd been wild about 8 or 9 years. And she wasn't dressed for 8 or 9 hours.
Grass fed.
Oh goodness. It would have been easier to eat tree bark. But she wasn't bled, she wasn't butchered properly, and the meat wasn't jerked right. The stomach was off.
Indians still jerk their meat around here.
You were telling me about dogs, weren't you? Didn't you say that they...
They eat dogs?
Uh-huh.
Some of them do. I haven't heard of that in a long time, but I don't remember it, but me telling you that, but I do know that the Indians around here used to butcher dogs.
I remember the old... Gosh, it must have been about 30 or 31. We were up in Nebraska. There were a lot of Indians there, and there was this dried meat on the fence. And the Indians were very generous. I was a little kid, and they'd offer me some. I remember my dad saying to me that it might be dogs.
That's right.
So I tasted it. I liked it. Oh, I thought it was delicious. Dog or no dog? You didn't butcher hogs, did you?
I butchered many a hog, but not on the farm.
What did you call, well, this was as a butcher?
As a butcher, yeah.
Oh, what did you call the meat between the front shoulder and the ham?
The loin.
That's the whole works, the ribs and the whole works?
Yeah. Or the side, mm-hmm. Belly side.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special term for this as a boy, a non-technical term?
After it's butchered, dry salt bacon, or fresh side meat, mm-hmm. Or let's see, that's the only thing I can think of, just dry salt meat, and fresh side meat, mm-hmm. And fresh sow belly.
That's the different portions of the side.
And different portions of the side.
What did you call the hard skin on the outside of the bacon?
The rind.
Mm-hmm. And when you take meat and grind it up, you make...
Sausage. Pork sausage. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever use the liver in that?